Welcome, everyone, to All In Healing, Health, Harmony, and Happiness on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Kimberly Carlson. During this show, you will begin your journey to total healing. My true passion is to help people to heal from physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional patterns of trauma and other negative energies. These elements arise and manifest as disease, pain, and discomfort in the body. The one true pathway to health, happiness, and harmony comes from really diving deep into the root cause of every issue and rising up to higher vibrations that will bring you abundance, freedom, and the unconditional self-love, which is who you really are. Are you all in? I know you are. So let's get started. All In Healing with Health, Harmony, and Happiness begins now.
I'm Dr. Pat. Guess who's here with me? Amazing woman that you just heard talk about what we're doing today on the show. But it's more than that. And let me explain something. I got to ask a question, Kimberly, and let's start out like this. I got to ask a question that someone said to me, Pat, this is a really cool and interesting thing you're doing. And they said, you know, I've listened to a lot of networks and there's not a lot of this sharing the stage that goes on. So here I am, I'm trying to be, what do you call it? Listening to understand, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering now, where are we going with this conversation? What is this going to be about, right? And I'm really struck by two things as I'm sharing this story. One is All In Healing. And what you're about to talk about today and understanding the language of trauma in the body. But that is a deep conversation for today. But I was thinking about you, and I always prepare for the shows. And I was thinking about the journey that we've taken to get to this place with your fabulous show, right? And the whole team here. And the person was asking me, you know, this is something really interesting you're doing, Pat. You know, there's people that you have on the show, and you're on the show. You're like the Ed McMahon. Now, you could tell this was somebody in my generation, right?
Yeah.
Because for anybody to even say, like, you're the Ed McMahon of Johnny Carson, right? People are like,
right.
Who are these people? Is that Beyonce? No. But the point of that is, for me and for the team here, there's a part of being all in that we really got to about 5 years ago with what we're doing. And you and I were kind of joking a little bit before the show, but it's a joke and yet it's not a joke. We are at a pivotal point in our society and the evolution of humanity in a lot of ways. And one of the things that I know is that when we look at people in the day-to-day of their lives, very often we don't hear about trauma and trauma in the body.
Yeah.
Not because people don't have it, but because we're not really wanting to deal with it. That's where you come in. You know, you are that person that began your own total healing, all in healing, with deep passion, and for a very good reason, because struggling, you and I struggling in life in our day-to-day world, the struggle can do one of two things for us. It can hold us down forever or hold us down long enough for us to catapult ourselves into another dimension of who we're meant to be. And that's what you've done. You know what it means to be caught in a never-ending cycle of pain and struggle and isolation, but you discovered methods for popping out of it and moving forward. And one of the things you discovered has to do with, I think, I know you did not plan this. I know this. I know you did. Well, maybe you did. But it is hard to find anyone today. Anyone, maybe Benny, I got to ask Benny, but anyone that doesn't have an allergy, when you go now to the doctor and you're like, oh, I got the flu, I don't feel good. They're like, are you allergic to sulfur? Are you allergic? And you're looking at them like, I don't know. Am I allergic to them? But this is where we are today. We are at this place, as you are, this multidimensional healer. You're at the place where we're not working in the 2D world of healing anymore. We've gone on to multiple dimensions. And so thank you for kicking this show off. I know that's a mouthful, but isn't it what got you here, kind of?
Oh, absolutely it is. It totally is. And, you know, we can look at, you know, we can look at trauma, and trauma is super important, right, to look at. It is one of those things we want to put our head in the sand, or we want to brush it, put it under the carpet. We don't want to look at it. The good news about the way we work today, the way healing work, you know, energy healing works today, we don't have to rehash it. We don't have to go back and analyze it. We don't have to look at all the little nitty gritty, you know, painful details of it to clear it. We have amazing spiritual tools, spiritual technologies even, to clean up those traumas without having to necessarily revisit them, so to speak, which is wonderful because the brain doesn't really know the difference between the actual experience and you thinking about that experience. So it when we go back and we rehash it, we rethink about it all, you know, we can be re-triggering it in our body. So, to me, that's a really awesome thing to not have to just go back and sit in it in order to heal it. We can just go, oh, okay. So, you know, the way I work, the way I do work with people, with myself and with friends and family, I look at the symptoms that a person's experiencing. They're the physical stuff they have going on in their body. Yes, those allergies, the inflammatory patterns, their pain points, right? Disease, dysfunction. And I tune into that. And what I find is that there are old buried traumas along with other energies too, but we're really talking about trauma here today because it's one of the biggest things that we, or energies that we store in our body, and that creates illness, that creates allergies, that creates inflammation, pain, and disease, and all those things. So we can, you know, we can heal it the way. So then when I go in and do the actual healing work, we're not having to go, oh, you know, at age 10, da, 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 this happened. And you're still holding this, or, you know, age 22, that, you know, whatever it is, we can do that, but we don't necessarily have to do that and really go down those roads of stories in order to clear them. Yeah. And heal the pain, you know, heal the allergies, heal the inflammation. We can transform things. We have amazing tools available to us on the planet today that allow us to really transform that pain. And when we're transforming the pain, we're transforming those old stories that are still hanging out in our physical body and in our energy bodies. So, and our magnetic field. So pretty sweet.
I know. Well, you know, the thing that I just, let's talk about this thing here. When you say the word trauma, people have like an interesting view of what that is. But I think one of the things I learned from this, from Dr. Darvish for sure, was that trauma can be deep, old wounding. It could be really, really mega. But trauma is also me going in and getting rotator cuff surgery in my right shoulder. Or, you know, people that maybe get treatments. I mean, so we have this idea of trauma that we've almost put in some category like over here, like the extreme. But that's not the broader definition of this. Would you talk about that for a minute?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, trauma varies from person to person. It's going to look different, you know, again, like from individual to individual. It depends on how sensitive we are, right? So yes, trauma is definitely that serious physical, mental, emotional type abuse stories, accidents, surgeries, like you're saying, where the body is really experiencing trauma in a big way. And you know, those are sort of the more commonly understood, you know, when people talk about trauma, that's where people tend to go. However, there's a lot of other types of trauma. If we're really sensitive, trauma could be growing up in an environment where we felt ignored, where we felt felt neglected by our parents or our caretakers. There's a lot of different things that can create that trauma energy in the body.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that
and we're talking been, emotional. I mean, we're not just talking like the one example I gave where like I had the shoulder thing, right? We're also talking about the emotional, the psychological, maybe the mental. I mean, there are all forms of this that can go on. And isn't it true that you could go through one or more than one?
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes we're experiencing a type of trauma and it's hitting all the spots, you know, it's hitting the physical, the mental, the emotional, you know, in all the ways that it can possibly affect you. And it is, and there's other types of trauma that are a little more subtle, right? And, but we're still holding it. And until we really get to look at it, what's lovely is we don't always have to look at the actual stories. Sometimes we still do, but we can diffuse it so fast with the tools that we have available that we don't have to go down that whole big triggered road. But again, often we don't even have to know. So when I say look at it, for me, I'm still looking at what's going on in the body. And when I heal allergies, when I'm working to heal allergies, just speaking about allergies just for a moment, that piece, which creates inflammation, which creates the pain. So allergies are at the root. It is, so, you know, say we're allergic to pollens. Well, we could have had a traumatic event happen and it could just be emotional. It could be mental anguish that we're in. It can be our own sort of tortured state of trying to make a decision that feels really, really hard, or trying to, you know, about maybe a big decision like a relationship that's really toxic and you need to get out of it, but you're in this mental anguish about that choice or that decision. And you could be, you know, going on a walk outside, pollen count is high, you know, and you're in this anguish sort of state, and your brain will kind of go, okay, what's loud in my environment right now? And it'll pick certain things out and decide that those things are a threat. That's really what an allergy is, right? It's our body thinks something is a threat and we go into that defense mode.
Right. And, you know, let's just talk about this for a minute, because I think, you know, we blow this off, and I want to talk about this when we come back from break. As somebody that had suffered from allergies most of my, I would say, early life till later on, what are we talking about when we say allergies, and what are the effects? So imagine if you, for example, like you said, had an allergy to pollen.
Yeah.
Imagine what summers might be like for you if you're part of a family that likes to go camping every weekend. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the healing work that Kimberly does, but more importantly, what is it that happens when whatever it is we're going through gets ignored, gets dismissed, not just by, you know, others, but by ourselves? Mm-hmm. How do you heal it? Well, that's what All In Healing's about. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. All in Healing. I get to do this fabulous show with Kimberly Carlson. Today, we're talking about what it means to understand the language of trauma in the body. And let me just say to everybody that you are welcome to give us a call into the show, 1-800-930-2819. Go ahead and do that. It's great. If you want to do that and ask a question, certainly you can do that on Facebook and go to Transformation Talk Radio and type in your question there. But if you give us a call, Benny will get your question as well. 1-800-930-2819. And we are talking about trauma, decoding your body's secret traumas, stories. How do we do that? How do we do that? How do we decode your body's secret trauma stories? Kimberly, before we go and dig into this a little bit, how do people find out more about you, the work you do, and how to work with you directly?
Perfect. Yeah. You can go to KimberlyCarlson.com, and Kimberly is an IE instead of a Y. So KIMBERLIE, Carlson.com. And see a lot of what's going on there. There's a lot of different options and ways that I work with people. I keep my private sessions somewhat limited, so I'll find I watch my calendar basically. So if there's a link accessible for private sessions, then I have some space for that. Other than that, people, I have a lot of different programs and packages to really address your allergies and inflammation in the body, what's going on for you there. So you can take a look at that. There's a program where I work really, really focused on the endocrine system. That's really pretty amazing. And then I have an audio program. It's audio only. It's a 12-week program where you can work through all the different types of categories of allergies. That's very, very thorough. We work through all the different types of allergies that people tend to have and don't know, as well as the ones that people tend to know. So what I mean by that is we have a lot of different types of allergies that we're just not aware of. And there's not tests for them. They don't test for them because it's not a mainstream or a common thought. But usually, you know, usually it's not just the orange or you know, the pizza that we're allergic to necessarily,
right.
But the vitamins, the minerals, the fats, the oils, even the sugars, the salts, you know, the proteins, you know, what that food is made up out, is made from, right, is usually where our allergies actually start.
Yeah. Yeah. People don't realize that. They don't realize that, oh, you know, I'm not really allergic to gluten, but I just don't know why I feel sick after eating bread. Because it's right. more than just the thing. It's really what now we're putting in food.
Yes. And it's so interesting. And I wanted to speak about this earlier too, when we were talking about pollens and traumas. So sometimes it's not even just about the food that you're putting in your mouth and the allergies to the nutrients that are in it or the gluten itself, or, you know, sometimes it's a reaction to your emotional state. In other words, we can be allergic to people, we can be allergic to emotions. So you might be fine eating that piece of pizza one day, and then another time you might be eating that pizza with your mother, so to speak. And maybe you're allergic to your mother, or you're dealing with an emotional topic and you'll have a reaction to it that day. Same goes with pollen. So maybe you go camping. You talked about camping and being able to enjoy your camping experience with your family. Well, maybe you go camping with your best friend group and you have zero problems. Maybe you go camping with your family and you have allergies all over the place, right? So there's a lot that kind of comes together. I call them combination allergies. So we can be, have maybe just a slight allergy or a slight sensitivity to something, but when it comes into combination with other things, all of a sudden we're blown up reactive.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's important to talk about because, you know, people always ask the question, Kimberly, why is it, you know, that these issues are coming up now? Well, there's a lot of reasons, right?
Yeah.
Mostly people didn't know what the issues were, and there was no way to bring that information forward easily. I mean, we're living right. in the day and age now where you can get the latest statistic, for example, on obesity, right? And find out what kinds of things people are more allergic to than not. But we're living in a place and a time now that even if that's true for you, you don't get down to the pain patterns, or you don't get down into how we're holding trauma or mental, physical, right. or emotional. We don't get down to that. But that is a large part of what you do to help people, isn't it?
That is correct. So an allergy to, let's just take those pollens again, since we kind of started there, and we're coming into that season here. But it can have a trauma story that's creating that reaction, that sort of hay fever reaction. But it can be much more than that. You can have, as we grow and as we have more experiences in the world, so to speak, and we have other, you know, emotional other stories that we kind of collect, right, of our experience that hold
right.
pain of one in one form or another. Again, whether it's mental, emotional, a physical pain, a spiritual pain, and we sort of collect them and they compound. So, you know, a reaction to pollen could have started by a trauma experience while that was kind of loud in your environment, and your brain decided that that's the problem, that that's a threat. But then we can also, you know, we experience pollen every year, year after year after year after year, right? So through the years, we can begin to have other types of experiences. And pretty soon we can have programming, right? We have that mental programming. Oh, I react to pollens. Pollens make me sick, right? So pretty soon you've got this program that's running as well, and you've got this trauma going, right? And then maybe, you know, you go through a divorce or something, and then, you know, maybe it happens in the springtime, and then you've got another trauma, and it just continues to compound. And there can also be, you know, when you're, there's other types of energies too, that we hold and store in our bodies that also create allergies or, you know, inflammation. Those words, they really work together. You know, we can have hooks, cords, and attachments. We were going through that divorce, and we have, you know, we have hooks, cords, and attachments to our ex, and they're still hanging out, you know, in our body, in our field, in our inner chakras somewhere. And that can become part of the story that is creating, you know, regular issues with pollens year after year after year. So, but it doesn't have to be a hard job to transmute those energies, to heal those things in our bodies. So that's where my work comes in. So when I do an allergy healing, it can take literally a minute, 2 minutes. Sometimes they're a little bit more. Depends on what all I'm kind of bringing in to clear as an allergy. But it can be relatively quick. But when, as the energy is running, there is so much that's going on for you as it's happening, because it's without us having to identify all those different pieces, which I used to do that in my younger years as a healer. Identify all the different pieces. It could take hours. It could take weeks. It could take, for you know, a long time to get all the different pieces to resolve pain and you know inflammation in the body. Now I've been shown how all of those things can clear really, really quick, and we don't have to take the time to know all the stories.
Wow.
We, our brain knows how to sort information, right? We know how to do that automatically. So all we have to do is give it a direction. So when I say, you know, run an energetic allergy healing for pollens, and I get specific, I do the grasses, I do the flowers, do the weeds, do the trees, and it's clearing out all the different types of energies that you're holding that's creating that reaction, which really is a disharmony. You're out of harmony with the pollen, since we're kind of using pollen as the example here today. So it's going to clear the traumas that you're holding. It's going to clear the negative emotions that you're holding in your body that are connected to those pollens for you. It's going to clear out, we can have os, vows, and contracts that are running. We can have those hooks, cords, and attachments. Again, there's lots of different types of energies, but it's going to clear the programming. It's going to clear them out. And we can shift really quickly. It takes, sometimes I can shift out of a pattern that's coming in a matter of 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Sometimes it's more like 24 hours or maybe even 48 hours. Sometimes we have to repeat the healing a couple times when it's a really large allergy, which just simply means there's a lot more dense sort of energies that we're holding that are connected to it. So we just have to work through some of those layers and levels, but we can get there. And we can still get there pretty quickly. So
I love what you said, and I want to get back to it too. After we come back from break, you said the different energies. That is one of the critical, I think, most pivotal points of the conversation to talk about, because fast forward to where we are today versus where we were 10 years ago, not many people would be talking about energies in the same breath we're talking about trauma and healing. But this is where we are, and you have been ahead of the curve on this. So when we come back, I want to talk about that, because there's nothing more confusing for people than the web of energy, the web of energy that gets weaved from moments ago to years ago, to decades ago, and some people from lifetimes ago. But if that's we can address it all at once, like you said, then this is really new news for people. It's really new, because we were taught in the psychology of things, oh, we got to just take that one thing at a time and let's grind through that.
Yep. No.
Oh, boy. All right, let's take a short break. When we're back, Kimberly Carlson and much more here right now. And again, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so much for that. one of the cool things is that I have become such a student, and people ask me, as I was talking to my friend about this the other day, like, man, aren't you ever tired? Like, I mean, it's the oddest thing. It is, I'm asked a million times, when are you going to retire? Aren't you tired? Don't you talk about the same things over and over again? And I have to say that I really love being a student. And I am fascinated by what people like Kimberly Carlson are doing and what they're bringing in the world. I mean, it is the thing. It is the thing that people absolutely are hungry for. Because in the craziness of our day and our world, we are looking for who do we go to that can really get at it. Kimberly, one of the things I want to take a moment and do is please let folks have your website again, if you would.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it's KimberlyCarlson.com. And it's Kimberly with an IE instead of a Y. My mother decided that that was the way to do it for Kimberly.
Yeah. It's fascinating. I think my sister and I are 12 years apart. And when she was born, they experimented with what kind of name could we give her. By the time I came along, let's call her Pat.
They were done with that. They were just going to go simple. Easy.
My mom liked the Italian version of Patricia. I mean, nobody.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
That's not how you say it in Italian, but I was relieved after my sister's name. So there we go. Changing it. Kimberly, look, there are many layers to this, but this is really the conversation that we must have right now. We must have this conversation. I know from my research on broken promises, I know that, what was going on with people in the workplace triggered some really old things. I mean, I know it because I did interviews of people and, they were supposed to be 20-minute interviews. Some of them went for 2 hours and people just talked and talked and talked. I mean, I didn't understand anything about what we're talking about today, but what it became was telling a story that hadn't been told before. About trauma that happens when most people think, just get over it. Can you talk from your perspective about this idea? Yeah. Let's come on, get over it.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, and well, to start with, some people are pretty good at doing that. Again, there's that, it just varies from individual to individual. What is one person's trauma might not be another person's trauma if they live the same story. But what I feel about trauma is trauma is a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. No matter what form it is, no matter how you experience trauma as an individual, it's really put on our path as a wake-up call to help us to really become who we're supposed to become. When we get off track, when we're off our path, we can have certain things happen that can, you know, create trauma. And it's really just meant to be a wake-up call. So we can look at, for me personally, that helps me look at those types of stories that maybe I might want to hold on to a little bit because, yeah, that really sucked. You know, that was really hard to experience. And maybe I still want to hold on to that sometimes. But what that helps me to do, if I can view it as, hey, that just came along to wake me up and to redirect me, you know, get me back on track or get me on my path, or, you know, maybe get you on your path for the first time in your life. You know, then if you can look at it like that, then you're looking at it from a place of your own power, your own personal power, instead of a place of a victim, which is, that gets us into trouble. That perpetuates the trauma. And that really creates a story where we stay in that and we really hold on to that trauma, maybe even in a deeper way than we would if we can come at it with gratitude and understanding of its purpose, right? So, which understanding of its purpose helps us have that gratitude piece,
right,
which can really help us to shift things. So I think, you know, some of us are naturally better at doing that. And I think some of those people are the ones that, yeah, water off the duck's back, or that's no big deal, you know? And, but, you know, for the people that are going around going, that's no big deal, but it really is a big deal, and they're just saying it, you know, they're still holding it. And there's nothing wrong with that either. It's not, there's no wrong, there's no right. But trauma, if we don't find a way to release it, when we are storing it, when we haven't healed those stories, it embeds in our body, right? And it's going to stay there, and ignoring it doesn't make it go away. So for those of us that are more sensitive, I'm part of that group, you know, we need to really take the time and the energy to work through those traumas, to work through our own healing processes, to pay attention and to give ourselves that that nurturing space, that compassion to self, and you know, dedicate ourselves to our healing story, or healing those stories, I should say.
Yeah.
So, 'cause what happens with trauma, so it embeds, we hold it.
Yeah, it embeds. It embeds.
Yeah. And if we don't heal it, what can happen is, you know, if we don't heal it, then our body will go back to where it was before. If the trauma that brought
it's not like it goes away. I mean, you know, what's interesting about what you're talking about, and we can't drive this point home any more than you're doing, but here's the deal. We get a hit. I call it a hit. Mm-hmm. I call it an energetic hit, right? Because I'm not like you. I didn't go to school and study with this. This is how it felt to me. Mm-hmm. I get some hit about something in my life, and it feels like that. And yet, because it's emotional, if I would have gotten physically hit, like I got hit with a ball the other day, and Linda's like, oh my God, what'd you do to your hand? And I said, I got hit with a ball that was going about 60 miles an hour. That's what it was. But at the time I got hit, I wasn't hit doing something I didn't like. It was part of a scenario that I knew that I'd get hit. I didn't have an issue around it. There wasn't anything
right.
after that, right? But
right.
many times in my life, I could feel the emotional thing in the pit on my stomach, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody, maybe you do, that has something that is not going well with their body that feels great about it. I don't know anybody. I mean,
no.
I have a friend. I'm trying to think, who do I know that likes to open up a bottle of wine, sit down with friends, drink the wine, and start sneezing, coughing, and running? I don't know. But to come to the place where you know you can get help, that's the difference in what you're saying. Because most of the time, Kimberly, we don't know we can get help. But isn't that the body of work that you have? And that's the reason you're doing the show, is to say, wait a minute, I can help you.
Yeah, because
maybe not yours. Yeah.
Right. We don't have to sit in those experiences anymore. We don't have to stay in those limiting, restrictive boxes that tend to continue to sort of get smaller and smaller as we get older and collect more of these stories, right, that hold trauma and limiting programming and other types of energies, right? We can heal it, and we can heal it pretty quickly. And it's really important to do that. And I think all of us who have experienced the world of energy work also, I just want to speak to this for a second too, because when we're experiencing healing, we can have something that feels like it's healed in the moment, right? And we feel better. Maybe we feel better for 10 minutes. Maybe we feel better for 2 weeks. Maybe we feel better for 6 months, you know, and that story can vary. So we can experience a healing, but sometimes that pattern can come back. You know, we've kind of, oh, look, there it is again. Oh, I thought that was gone. I thought I dealt with that. Oh, you know, that is one of those stories that's also telling you that, that there's still trauma that's there. This happens because the body will reset to where it was before if the trauma that brought on the chronic pain or that health issue isn't healed all the way, right? So it's important to have tools that can grab that trauma, you know, in its entirety, the residue of the trauma, those cellular memories of the trauma, the energetic signatures of the trauma. Like, and this is all built in to the work that I do with allergy healing. So
I saw it play out the other day. Oh, maybe it was last week. Here's the way I saw it play out. Maybe you can help with this. Stuttering. I stuttered as a kid.
Okay.
And Joe Biden stuttered as a kid. And so if you've stuttered as a kid and you don't stutter as much now, I still go through episodes of it, right? Where the words just I can't get the words out, right? Exactly the way I want them to come out. It's like I will have a pause. Right. Or more often it's like somebody will be talking to me and then all of a sudden I'm blurting something out that they mentioned 10 seconds ago. Right.
Right.
But we saw it play out on the stage. Right. And this is not a political conversation, but I want to tell you about this facet of it. When you have something like that, and maybe you don't have it anymore, there is still an emotional component when you can't respond to people that are bombarding you with questions and comments. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like if there were 10 people on this show now asking me all different questions, I've learned enough to scan and know how to answer them. But I'm not on a debate stage where people are doing that and I'm caught in the middle of it. So what happens is you get to an emotional point, and well, the good news for Joe Biden, it pays off because his emotional reaction is, let me tell you, you know, like that, right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you. But if I did that in the middle of the show, like, Kimberly, let me tell, right? It's like, what the heck happened to her? You know, Vasily needs to get a vacation on that. But it is the kind of thing that I'm acutely aware of even today in my life. Now, do I remember the stigma of it and what it was like as a kid? Well, I don't so much, but I remember as a kid that because I couldn't get the answers out right, I learned something interesting. And I've done a lot of work. What I learned was, one, I would break out in these giggling fits. And I'm telling you, if you're a teacher and you are trying to look at a fifth and sixth grader, right, and they are laughing at you, that doesn't go over well.
Probably not.
No. But here's what I learned. I learned how to listen, because, you know, if you stutter and somebody's trying to get an answer out of you, they're going to go like, Kimberly, now tell me about trauma and allergy. Now, and then Kimberly doesn't answer. Well, wait a minute. Let me just talk to you. Trauma. What I mean by that is I really want you to tell me about how you heal it. And then Kimberly still doesn't answer. Right. And then trying to get the, and so what I learned as a skill was how to listen to multiple sets of information and summarize it. Because when you stutter, you get one shot at answering, right? You get that shot.
Oh boy.
But it's something like that that can have an emotional effect on the body. Your body, it gets in every cell of your body. And I wanted to ask you about this, because it is not something that the average person would look at. Like, even getting stung by a bee as a kid, it wouldn't be that kind of thing. But we develop phobias. We develop needle phobias. We develop phobias about certain food.
Yeah.
And aren't these all part of all in healing? Aren't these all part of the mystery of this, to decode it?
They absolutely are. It makes me think of my own personal experience going to the dentist. I mean, something is simple, maybe it's not simple for everybody, I know, but simple as like going to the dentist for a teeth cleaning, even. I was holding trauma from dental work from my childhood. And I also do feel like there was past life stories there as well with dental trauma. And I couldn't go to the dentist office without literally experiencing shock symptoms in my body, freezing cold, stiff, you know, foggy brain, and just checking out, you know, and just getting like just super cold, and I wouldn't feel well. And I was like, I didn't even want to go get my teeth cleaned because I knew how I was going to feel. Right. But I literally just started clearing those allergies the way that I do, to the dentist, to the dentist office itself, and the dental materials, dental tools, some of the sounds, you know, you get the sounds, the cleaning tools. Right. And that doesn't happen to me anymore. And, you know, I used to think it was really cool just to because this is more recent. I ended up having to have a root canal, which I'd never had before, but this goes back to some of that childhood trauma. I was age 10 and I had a huge cavity in this upper molar over here. And it was so, the nerve was so tender that they couldn't hardly get it numb enough to work on it. And the pain was absolutely intense. And the dentist, it took him a while to kind of catch up with me and understand what was happening.
Right.
And I also had a dentist that was a child dentist, you know, dental work for children. And he actually slapped my leg when I raised my hand, when I flung out of a reaction, a pain reaction, he slapped my leg for moving.
Wow.
So I told my mom about it afterwards. She never took me back to that dentist. However, anyway, that cavity was so large and I was young. I was told it was going to need a root canal way in my early 20s, whatever. Well, I got a crown at some point along the way, my 20s somewhere. And he said, well, this crown's probably not going to last you long either, but you're probably going to need a root canal. I was like, okay, well, let's try this crown. Well, I had this root canal maybe a year and a half ago or so finally. And it was just because the tooth itself was so compromised. There wasn't much left of the tooth structure itself because the cavity had been so large when I was young.
Oh, I get it.
And so it fractured a little bit. Like there was a little tiny hair fracture. So when I would chew, it would cause me pain. So that's why I ended up with this root canal. But, you know, I went in there and I was like, I asked them, okay, so what are you going to use on me? You know, like what's going to go on here? Some of the names of the things. I just sat there. I clear all the allergies. I'm just sitting in the chair on the fly. So awesome. And again, I'm already there not experiencing shock because I've cleared all of that. So I can actually go there and, you know, face something like a root canal and feel calm in my body. And I just do the allergy clearing. I didn't need ibuprofen. I didn't need any filler. It healed so incredibly fast. And I'm like, yeah, that is what we can do. You know,
But isn't this why you and I are talking about this? Because we've gone through this. I mean, the reason that I do a whole series of show on how to get unstuck is because, my goodness, I mean, you might as well take a look at me covered with about 8 inches of tar. I mean, that's how stuck I've been in my life. But the same thing for you.
I understand.
Right? this cannot be a passion and a purpose if you don't have a real life experience with this, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, and then I could go into, you know, the fact that the health of my teeth has lasted. I've got great teeth. I actually have great teeth. When I was a kid, I was loaded with cavities. I had fillings all over the place, you know? And that, you know, knowing that that should have been a root canal years ago, you know, that also I know speaks to the work that I do for myself on the daily, or pretty much daily, because when you're allergic to, you know, the different nutrients that it takes to have strong teeth, you know, if you're, a lot of people are allergic to the calcium that is required for strong, you know, good tooth health, and other vitamins that are important for good gum health, you know, vitamin C, a lot of people are allergic to vitamin C.
Right. But don't you figure that out for people too? I mean, isn't this, when we say all in, yeah, we're talking about a complete way to get people from wherever they are, wherever somebody is.
Yeah.
To how to be over here and feel great and whole.
It's true. It's absolutely amazing what we can do. And it's so preventative, this kind of work. It's not just about, it's an awesome way to work with acute and chronic illness and pain and disease that we already are needing to heal and desiring to heal. But it's also really preventative. So, because if you're not allergic to those vitamins, the nutrients, you're not allergic to different parts of your body, and everything actually gets to function the way it was designed, right? Your tissues are getting to really absorb your nutrients, which when you're allergic to them, they don't. So we end up, that's how we end up with a dysfunctional endocrine system, along with other symptom, you know, other systems of the body as well, digestive system, all of it.
Right. And the key to today's show is this. We don't have to stay with that.
No.
Oh, man. And that's the work you do. And look, two things. Let's tell folks how they can find out more about you. But also, let's make sure folks know they can call you. They can have a consult with you. They can figure it out. And more importantly, you know, what is it about the work that you do that's going to be able to provide people with relief? Thank you so much for today, Kimberly.
Oh, you're so welcome. Such a pleasure to be here with you, for sure. Yeah, just KimberlyCarlson.com, KimberlyCarlson.com. That's how you can find me. And you can look with, I have a section, how to work with me, and there's different programs, there's packages. There's a spot to schedule. I'm pretty sure you can schedule a 15-minute consultation call too, if you don't know where to start or what to do. I can help guide you there as well. And I'm always happy to answer questions. You can also email me directly from my website with any questions that you have. And I'm always happy to answer those as well.
Awesome. Awesome. I love this. Last question. I know we're getting ready to book here. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Oh boy. Well, I think that it would really be what you were just saying, and touching on, is the reason I'm here, the reason I'm, you know, the work comes through first for myself, because that's what I need on my own personal mission. But it's so much larger than that. This is to be shared, right? It's you know, nothing lights me up more than to, you know, get to help someone else, whether it's, you know, enjoy their cat, enjoy their camping trip, enjoy their, you know, jog under the trees in the summertime, you know, whatever it is, or just have more energy, that there's nothing that gives me a better feeling than being able to do that.
Thank you for listening. You have been peeling back the layers and stepping into ease, abundance, and wholeness with All In Healing, health, happiness, and harmony, on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Kimberly Carlson. And I will be back with more life-changing healings and insights. Join us next time as All In Healing sets the world free from pain, struggle, and disease, one listener at a time. And remember, your journey is unique, but the path to true joy and freedom is the same for every one of us. Heal with us, layer by loving layer, as we move together toward health, happiness, and harmony. To learn more about me and All In Healing, please visit KimberlyCarlson.com.
www.burnbrightlife.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.